Apollo Control. Circuits getting quite noisy as the spacecraft rotates around where the Omni antennas tend to break lock. Present position of Apollo 10, 134,041 nautical miles above Earth, or out from Earth. Velocity steadily increasing, now 5,609 feet per second. Here in Mission Control, the maneuver pad for mid-course correction number 6, and state vector updates and all the other information that must be passed up to the crew today are being generated. The crew apparently still in the midst of breakfast. We now rejoin the static from the air ground circuit. This is Apollo Control, still standing by for resumption of communications with Apollo 10 as they settle down for the day's business. We'll continue to monitor the circuit here as hopefully conversation will resume. Here it goes.
The orange bugle here when you're ready to listen.
Set it up, Jack.
Okay, Hilo, Hawaii. Kilauea volcano on the island of Hawaii erupted shortly before dawn Saturday, spewing lava 200 feet into the air. Dr. Howard Powers, scientist in charge of the U.S. Geological Survey's Volcano Observatory, said it was the 14th eruption at Kilauea since 1960. The last one occurred February 22 and lasted for 55 hours. Aboard the yacht Duchess, the first men scheduled to land on the moon practiced earth splashdown procedures in the Gulf of Mexico Saturday and sprayed each other with disinfectant that will be used to guard against any unexpected moon bug contamination. Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin wore olive drab, plastic-coated biological isolation garments designed to keep any hostile organisms they might bring back from getting loose in the Earth's environment. The exercise began when a dummy moon ship with the pilots aboard was dumped into the calm Gulf, 3 miles south of Galveston, Texas, from the Space Agency vessel Retriever. The command module was turned upside down and it then flipped over using its own writing system. Four swimmers attached a yellow flotation collar to the capsule and then one of them donned an isolation garment while the other swimmers moved away on a raft. Miami Beach. Blonde, hazel-eyed, Miss Virginia. 19-year-old Wendy Daskam, Saturday night, was selected 1969 Miss USA over four other finalists in the annual pageant. Daughter of a Danville, Virginia physician, Miss Daskam is a former cheerleader who is now attending Stratford College. She said she entered the contest because her schoolmate said I might have a good possibility of winning. Pago Pago, American Samoa. The governor of this South Pacific American territory Saturday promised a Polynesian welcome of singing and dancing for the Apollo 10 astronauts. But nothing risque. The celebration on Monday, limited to 10 minutes, will include a typical Samoan dance by several of our beautiful girls, said Governor Owen S. Aspinall. The dancers will wear the Samoan full passing costume, a colorful two-piece outfit consisting of a wraparound skirt and blouse. There will be nothing risque, of course, said the governor. The dancers are well within the proprieties of Samoan customs. So while they're dancing, you can stand there itching. Moscow. A Soviet scientist said Saturday that Russia will depend on machines instead of man to explore the gloomiest corners of the solar system. He indicated the Soviets plan a spectacular series of unmanned space shots within the next decade, culminating in 1977 with a 9-year instrument odyssey to four distant planets. Such a trip, he said, could not be repeated in this century. Hagerstown, Maryland. Even in these days of affluence in society, it may sound a bit hedonistic to own your own railroad car. But Reuben Darby has made a business of converting old railroad cars into private palace cars. Price is $50,000 and up. Wonder what they do with old command modules. London. The achievement of Apollo 10 is a superb combination of human courage and technical skills, Sir Bernard Lovell, director of Britain's Jodrell Bank Observatory and a leading space expert, said today in an article for The Times. Kathmandu, Nepal. A five-member Swiss mountaineering group has conquered 22,686-foot Mount Chuki in western Nepal. The leader of the expedition said today, and George Hartman, said his team scaled the mountain twice in one day. In the National League, Chicago 7, San Diego 5. Houston over the Mets, 5-1. And the Phillies beat the Braves, 8-3. Got the rest of the scores here if you want them. Oklahoma still doesn't have a baseball team.